Begin the current daf in Sechta Shavuos, daf Mem Dalet. Begin on the second line down from the top of the Amud, where the Gemara continues the discussion of the previous daf, and that is the Gemara had mentioned the halacha of Shmuel, that regarding someone that lends his friend $1,000, and he takes collateral a handle of a sickle. And if he loses the handle of the sickle, he's lost the entire 1,000 zuz, and the reason for that is because the collateral is the equivalent of the loan. And if you lose the mashkin, you can't get back the loan, and therefore he loses everything. Says the Gemara, seemingly, the halacha of Shmuel is a machlokes tanoim, which the Gemara quoted a braisa. Someone lends his friend money on collateral, and he loses the collateral. So the first opinion, that of Rabbi Eliezer says, so he swears, and he could collect all his money, he could collect the entire loan. But Kiva says, no, the borrower could say, look, the loan was on the collateral. You lost the collateral, you lost your money of the loan. So says the Gemara, what's the case talking about? If the collateral equals the amount of the loan, the handle was 1,000 zuz, so how would we understand the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer? Why would you be able to swear and collect your money? You lost the collateral. Of course, you lost the loan. Obviously, it's told when the handle is not worth, which that's the case of Shmuel, but whatever the case of the collateral was in the case of there in the Braisa, if the collateral is not worth the amount of the money, their machlik is in the halach of Shmuel. That is, Rabbi Eliezer does not agree to Shmuel. That is, a mashkin that does not equal the entire amount of the debt of the loan. A person only takes the collateral as a collective memory, and therefore he essentially is just a shemachim, just safeguarding that collateral as a way of reminding that there is an outstanding loan over there. He swears he was negligent, and he's not liable at all for the loss of the collateral, and collect the entire loan. Whereas Rabbi Kiva holds like Shmuel and says that no, the entire purpose of the collateral is the equivalent of the loan. You lose the collateral, you lose the loan. That's what the Gemara was saying. That's why our Gemara continues and says, loy. No, not necessarily. Not necessarily the machlekes Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Eliezer's machlekes in the halacha of Shmuel. We could say that actually b'delei shavi. The case they're describing is where the collateral is not worth, in the case of when it's not worth the amount of the loan. Kulam aleslu d'Shmuel. Actually, no one would disagree. No one would hold of the halacha of Shmuel, which Shmuel had said. I mean, even Rabbi Kiva would agree if the collateral was $50 and the loan was 1,000 zuz. That even Rabbi Kiva would agree that not like Shmuel, you don't lose the entire loan. The hacha, but the shavi shirzuz in here, actually the case that we're talking about is where the collateral was worth the amount of the loan. So the Gemara initially had assumed that that can't be an explanation, because the Gemara had said, okay, we would understand then the opinion of Rabbi Kiva. You lose the collateral, you use the loan, because it's equivalent to the same amount. How do we understand Rabbi Eliezer? It says, you just swear and you collect the entire debt. Says the Gemara, ubed Rabbi Yitzchok kamifliki. The machlekes is they're disagreeing in Rabbi Yitzchok's halacha. So again, we could say that no one holds a Shmuel's halacha, and rather it's in a different concept. Dam Rabbi Yitzchok, he says, minayin lebal chayv shekoyin mashkin. He says, how do you know that a collector acquires the collateral and as if he owns the collateral? Shnema, because the pasuk says in the Varm, which is the obligation of hashiv tashav loisa avid. You have to give back the collateral to the borrower when he needs to use that item that you're holding for collateral. And Shnemlik says in the pasuk over there, lechati yitzadakam v'yu, it'll be considered as charity. So says Rabbi Yitzchok, emeinu koyin mashkin, if the lender does not acquire the collateral, tzedakah minayloi. How is he doing charity? It's not his to give it and as if he's giving charity. It was never owned by him. It's owned by the borrower. Obviously, mekan lebal chayiv shekoyin mashkin. From here you see, says Rabbi Yitzchok, that the creditor actually acquires the collateral. It's as if it's his and that he's going and doing a mitzvah now by giving it to the borrower. So says the Gemara, that's the machlekes Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Eliezer does not agree to the halacha of Rabbi Yitzchok, and therefore he doesn't acquire it. It's not like the way Rabbi Kiva holds it. You're like a shemir sachar, as if it's yours, and that is you're getting some benefit out of it, and therefore you would be liable for the amount of how much the value of it is. No, Rabbi Eliezer says that it's not his. He's just watching it for free. So even though it's a complete mashkin. But that's why Rabbi Eliezer says you could acquire the entire thing. So again, not necessarily the machlik is in the halach of Shmuel. We could say that both disagree with the halach of Shmuel. But rather, it's in the halach of Rabbi Yitzchak. Do we say that it's as if you acquired it or not? Rabbi Kiva holds that, like Rabbi Yitzchak, that it's as if you acquired it. And Rabbi Eliezer says that no, it's not acquired. It's just watching it for free. And therefore, if it gets lost and he wasn't negligent, he could collect his entire loan. Says the Gemara, but then Leman Rabbi Yitzchok Tanoihi. Then seemingly comes out that the opinion of Rabbi Yitzchok is totally in the Machlekes Tanoim. And that says the Gemara, no. But is that logical even to say? Eimendam Rabbi Yitzchok, when did Rabbi Yitzchok say his whole halacha? Shemishkenoi shaloi b'shas halva. If the lender took the collateral, not at the time of the loan. For example, let's say through the intervention of the courts. Because that's actually what the Pasuk is talking about that he quotes. Pasuk earlier says, Bachutz Tamar, and the outside has to stand, Voish, and the man that goes in, which the Gemara says about Metzia, is the Shliach Bezdin, he goes into the borrower's house and takes the collateral. That's where Rabbi Yitzchak says his halacha that the lender, the creditor, then it's as if he owns that collateral. Mishkan the Mishas Salva Mi Amr, if he takes the collateral at the time of the loan, but that's not for collection purposes, that's just as insurance purposes. Did he ever say that halacha over there that it's as if he acquired it? To say that that's the machlik is Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Kiva, who are arguing in the case of when the collateral was taken at the time of the loan, says the Gemara, no. Ela rather, Mishkan Neshalei B'Shas Halva Asa, if the collateral was taken not at the time of the loan, like the case of Rabbi Yitzchak, Kulam Alei Pligi, no one would disagree, the Islod Rabbi Yitzchak, they would all agree to Rabbi Yitzchak Halacha, that you wouldn't be considered just a Shemichinim, it would be considered like it's yours. V'Hacha B'Mishkan Neshalei B'Shas Halva Asa, here their Machlekes is, if he took the collateral at the time of the loan, as was the case described by the Brice in the previous daf of this case that Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Eliezer are disagreeing about. So what's their machlekes? Why did Rabbi Eliezer say so that he could swear and collect the whole thing, and Rabbi Kiva says, no, you lose the collateral, then you lose the loan. And as we had described it initially, is when the collateral equals the amount of the loan. Is Ubashem Aved the Kamiflagi, the disagreeing in the concept of a shomer. So again, it's not like Rabbi Yitzchak's case, you're not acquiring it, because the collateral is not Shaloi B'Shas Havas, it's at the time of the loan, but you're watching it, you're watching the borrower's object, and it's going to be similar, as the Gemara explains, B'Shem Aved the Kamiflagi. They disagree in a similar concept of if someone's watching a lost object. Someone found the lost object, has to return to someone, and in the meantime, he's watching it. What's the halacha? The idma we learned, Shem Raveid, if someone watches a lost object, Rabba Amar Kishemichin, Rabba says that the one who's watching it is like an unpaid guardian, because he's not getting paid for this, he's actually doing a mitzvah. He actually found it and he's putting up signs until he finds it, he's watching it. So if, let's say, it gets stolen from him, Shemichinim, he's potter. So that's how Rabbi Eliezer holds. Rabbi Eliezer says if the guy wasn't negligent, even though he lost the mashkin, okay, he could just exempt himself, and then he could collect the entire amount of the loan. However, as we continue to Amud Beis, Rav Yosef Amar, he says, Kishem es Sachar Dami. Actually, the one who's watching the lost object is considered like a paid custodian. What's the paid? So Rashi over here says it's Schar Mitzvah. It's the reward of performing a mitzvah. When you're doing it, you're getting a gain of a mitzvah. And therefore, if it actually got stolen or lost from the one who's watching the lost object, he actually would be liable to the owner of that lost object. Now, that's what the Gemara is saying, that lending money on collateral is also doing a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah to lend someone money. And the collateral is part of that mitzvah. And therefore, we have the same machlekes between Rabbi and Rabbi Yitzchak, and that's machlekes Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Kiva regarding what's this person's liability. Since the collateral equals the amount of the loan, so Rabbi Kiva says that you considered a shomer sachar. And therefore, like Rabbi Yitzchak, therefore you're going to be chayiv, the lender, and he's going to lose his whole loan. Rabbi Eliezer says no, like Rabba, that he's like a shomer chinam. So he exempts himself because it was stolen or lost from him, and then he could collect his whole entire loan from the borrower. And that says the Gemara again. So lema de Rabbi Yosef tanoi. So again, you're like backed by Rabbi Yitzchak. We didn't want to say that his Amaroic teaching is going to be like only one of the two tanoim. Here also comes that then Rabbi Yosef's teaching is that so that it has to be machlekes tanoim, because as Rashi explains, the Gemara assumes obviously that the opinion of Rabba is for sure machlekes tanoim, because Rabbi Kiva most definitely cannot hold like Rabba. Rabba says by Shem Echinam, by Shem Aveda, that you consider like a Shem Echinam. Now, Rabbi Kiva, who says that you lose the amount of the loan if you lose the collateral, is obviously not like Rabba, because Rabba says, no, you're like a Shem Echinam, you do a mitzvah, like you give a loan on collateral, you just swear that you weren't negligent, and you're not liable. Rabbi Kiva says clearly that you are going to be liable, that if you lost the collateral, you lost your loan. But the Gemara's question is, the halacha of Yosef, do we say that his teaching is a machlekes tanoim, or could we even say that Rabbi Eliezer would hold like him? To which the Gemara says, no, we don't have to say his teaching is a machlekes tanoim. We could say, b'shem ra'aveid, that when someone is safeguarding a lost object that he found, the kulam islahud Rabbi Yosef, everyone agrees to Rabbi Yosef that you're going to be chayv an ganeiv aveid, because you consider a shem esachar. Why you consider a shem esachar? Because you're getting a schar of a mitzvah. As every moment that you're watching, you're getting, it's like you're getting money, which you're getting obviously something more than that, you're getting a mitzvah. V'hacha b'malva tzarech l'mashkin. But still, in this case that we're describing with Rabbi Eliezer, who says that you are going to be patan ganeiv aveid, why? Aren't you Shem Esachar? We're talking about a loan that the lender needs the collateral, meaning he needs it to use it. He uses actually the item that he's holding onto of the borrower. And as he uses it, he diminishes the amount of the debt of the loan by the renting out of the collateral that he's holding onto. And that's the case that Kamiflagi that Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Eliezer are disagreeing about. Mar Savar Mitzvah Kavod, meaning everyone agrees that if it's a mitzvah being done, like by Shemir Aveda, of course like Rav Yisuf, like a Shemir Sachar. Question is this case considered like doing a mitzvah, to consider him like a Shemir Sachar? Kiva holds, yeah, mitzvah cover, you're doing a mitzvah. You're lending money, a person, money on loan, and even though you're using it, the item of the collateral, but it's actually for the purposes of helping the borrower, because it keeps on diminishing the amount of his debt, that's a mitzvah. Omar Savala mitzvah cover, but Rabbi Eliezer holds that no, you're not doing a mitzvah. Because he holds, since the lender needs the collateral, he wants to use it for his own selfish purposes, that's not a mitzvah, because he's using it for his own pleasure. And therefore, it's not like he's getting a mitzvah. So if he's not getting a mitzvah, so he's not getting any money either. He's not getting paid for this, because actually he's using it and he's diminishing the amount of his debt. Therefore, it's like a shem echinim. A shem echinim, so you could just swear that you weren't negligent and you could collect the amount of your loan. Whereas Rabbi Kiva holds that no, since it keeps on diminishing the amount of the debt, that's actually a part of the mitzvah too, besides lending the money. You're also making the guy doesn't have to pay you back any money. Because the item you took of collateral from him, some drill that you keep on lending out to people and then paying you money for that, that's a portion of the mitzvah, and therefore actually it is a mitzvah, and therefore you're going to be like a Shemesh Sachar, the Rabbi Yisuf said, and therefore he holds that he will be liable if it gets lost, and therefore that would cancel out the loan that's owed to him. So therefore we didn't prove that from the previous machloikis, Tanoim, Rabbi Lezer Mekiva, from the Brisa, previous stuff, which we had attempted to say that that's a machloikis in the teaching of Shmuel, and that the Gemara said, no, it could be that none of them hold like Shmuel. Then we said, okay, is it Rabbi Yitzchak's halacha? Said, no, it doesn't have to be Rabbi Yitzchak's halacha. Then we said, is Rabbi Yisuf's halacha? Then we said, no, it doesn't have to be Rabbi Yisuf's halacha either. It could be that they both agree to Rabbi Yisuf. Question is, do we consider it a mitzvah or not? Now the Gemara still continues from the previous stuff and says, lame, okay, so let's say this teaching of Shmuel is Katanoi is like the following machloikis Tanoim. Brisa says, Hamalves Chaver Lamashkinim. Someone lends his friend money on collateral. So the halacha is that the Shemitah year, the seventh year of the Shemitah cycle, does not cancel that loan. Because although generally the halacha is, it says, Lo Yigois, once Shemitah comes, all debts are canceled. When there's collateral that the lender is holding on to, so then there's no Lo Yigois because he's not chasing him to collect it. He just has to hold on to the collateral, and that will pay up the debt. So it actually doesn't cancel a debt that there's collateral on. So says the Brisa, V'nichnas HaShemitah, if it goes into the Shemitah year, says the Braisa a chiddush. Afa pisha ein shava ela palgo, even if the collateral is not even worth the entire amount of the loan. It's only worth half the amount of the loan. Ein mishamet, it does not cancel the loan. Divi Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. Now later on it's going to explain, is the Gemara, when it says it doesn't cancel, is it half the loan that the collateral is worth it doesn't cancel? Or does it not cancel even the entirety of the debt? Now Rabbi Huda Anosyam, he disagrees. He says, "Im hoye mashkoine keneged chayva ene meshamet." If the collateral equal the amount of the debt of the loan, then it doesn't cancel out the loan. Vim lav meshamet, but if not, it does cancel it. Explains the Gemara. Ma ene meshamet de koma tanakama. What does the first opinion mean when it says that even though the collateral is only worth half the loan, it will not cancel the loan? Ilem kenegde. If you say that it's tomat correlating to the amount of the collateral, that's how much of the loan is not going to be canceled out. Then Mechlad Rabbi Yudan Nasi, then we could infer that Rabbi Yudan Nasi, who disagrees with the first opinion, and he says, no, if the collateral does not equal the entire amount of the debt, then it will cancel the loan. Savar connected not Mishamar. Obviously, he holds that even correlating to the amount of the collateral, even that amount of half, will not be considered a valid collateral, and the Shemitah will cancel it. But then that's difficult, because Ella, then the Mashkin that the lender is holding on to, Amai Tavas Mashkin, then why in the world is he even holding on to this Mashkin, if the mashkin is not even going to help for the half that it's worth not to have the Shemitah year cancel it? Elolav, rather says the Gemara, you're right. Must be the interpretation is that keneged kuloi, that the Tanakhama is saying that the entirety, even though that the collateral was only worth half of the amount of the loan, still the mashkin is considered as if it's equivalent to the entire amount of the loan, and therefore Shemitah will not cancel the entirety of the loan. Now, that's like Shmuel, who says that even if the collateral is not worth the entire amount of the loan, it's considered the equivalent of the entire loan. That's why, in a different context, Shmuel says, if you lose the collateral, you lose the whole loan. Well, therefore, the same thing here with Shemitah year too. If you have the collateral, it's like as if you have it on the whole loan, and therefore none of the loan is canceled in the Shemitah year. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda Nasi comes to say that, no, if the mashkin is not correlating to the entirety of the loan, then it's not going to cancel the whole thing. It's only going to be correlated to the amount that you have, but not the whole thing. And therefore, with the Shmuel Kamiflagi, seemingly they're disagreeing. The halach of Shmuel, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi says that no, collateral is equal to how much it is. You have half of the amount of the loan collateral, so that's how much is not canceled. The rest will be. Whereas the Tanakama held like Shmuel, that no, even though it's not the full amount, we consider it as if it is the full amount of the loan. Says Gemara Loi, no, not necessarily that either this Machlokes Tanoim is disagreeing Halacha Shmuel. La'olam kenegde. Truthfully, we could say that Reb Shimon, who is saying that it's not going to cancel, was saying that for the half of how much the collateral is worth, that's how much of the loan is not going to be canceled. And he does not hold like the Halacha Shmuel. And that half itself, that the Tanna Kamma was saying, it's not going to cancel, Reb Yehuda Nasi was coming to disagree and to say that even for that half, it's not going to be collateral. And even that half will be canceled. So therefore, we could say that no one holds like Shmuel. And what are they disagreeing about? Tanna Kamma Sava connected. Tanna Kamma held that, okay, however much it's worth, that's how much it's going to save from being canceled in the Shemitah. Whereas he was saying that even correlating to the amount of the collateral, it's not going to save it from being cancelled because it's not considered a mashkin. Oh, the ka'amrid l'may tavis l'mashkin. Then you're going to ask them, why is he holding onto the collateral in the first place? That's lizikar and devar ba'alma. That was only as a memory to say, hey, what am I doing with this guy's bat? Oh, that's why I lent him money. That's why he has the collateral. But if it's not worth the entire amount of the loan, then that's what Yehuda Nasi was saying. It cannot be used as collateral at all, and it's not going to save any part of the loan from getting canceled in the Shemitah year. But again, we haven't proved that the Halach of Shmuel could be contingent on Machlokes Tanoim. Actually, the Tanoim that we brought, we were saying that it could be that they all hold not like Shmuel, that if the collateral is not the amount of the loan, it's not going to be considered the equivalent of the entirety of the loan, which in this context is regarding Shemitah, and Shmuel's Halach was regarding the loss of the Mashkin, if that would be the entire loss of the loan. Hanulach Shavuos HaDayanim, which I will turn to the sixth paragraph of Masechta Shavuos, paragraph Shavuos HaDayanim, which was speaking about the oaths that are made by judges. Specifically, we spoke about the Shavuos of Maidim Miktzis. If someone admits to half the claim, then he has to take a Shavuos. And there were other types of Shavuos HaDayanim with Eid Echad. Now, on that hour, Gemara continues with the seventh paragraph, Kol HaNishbayin, paragraph Kol HaNishbayin, which continues on this theme of Kol HaNishbayin Shabbat Torah. All biblical oaths that a person is Mechiv in the Shavuos Minat Torah, like we spoke about Shavuos Moed B'Miktzis of the previous parak, and so to others of Shavuos Eid Echad, all those biblical oaths are Nishboin V'Loi Meshalmin. Is it that the person swears and doesn't pay? In other words, the liability of the Torah's obligation of oath was never that the person could swear and collect. I swear you owe me, and then collect. No, rather it's the defendant who swears to the plaintiff, and he thus exempts himself by swearing that I don't owe you, and that he doesn't pay. And the Gemara will learn that the source for this halacha. However, says the Mishnah of Elu Nishbam and Nightland, the following individuals in the cases, the Chacham were Mesakin, it's a rabbinic institution, that in these cases the person does swear and collect. And they are Hasacher, a hired worker, Vanigzal, someone that was stolen from, Vanechbal, someone that was injured, which the Mishnah is going to explain what all these cases are, Vishakinegde Chashad Alashfua, if the opposing party, if the defending party is suspect regarding an oath, but he's biblically obligated to take an oath. Let's say he admits the partial of the claim. So Maidu Miktzis, he has to swear. The problem is, he's suspect on oath, so we don't let him swear because we suspect him that he's going to lie. Then the plaintiff, then he swears regarding the claim and he collects. And V'chendrinel Punkasai, a storekeeper on his ledger, meaning regarding what's written in his ledger that he has written over there, all the different items that he has been selling on credit, which then the Mishnah is going to explain later on, what is that case that he collects from the person that bought from him, which he wrote down is owed to him on credit, that he could just swear and collect from the defendant, from the balabais. So the Mishnah explains, Hasochi Ketzel, what is the case of the hired worker, that he could swear and collect? So Amaloi tells to the balabais, to the one who hired him, the employer, Tenli schari sheyesh lebiyadcha. Give me my pay, my wages that I have, that you have of mine. So hoy menasati. The employer says, I already gave you. The employee, the hired worker, says, I didn't take. That's halacha, that the hired worker could swear that he didn't take it and collect now what he claims are his wages that are owed to him. And the Gemara is going to explain what's the difference about a hired worker, that's where the chamor mesakin, that he could swear and collect. Now, Rabbi Yehuda, he disagrees. He says, no, it's only until there has to be at least a partial admission by the case of whoever's the defendant. Meaning, Rabbi Yehuda does not hold that they made a takanas derabanan that allows a sacher just to come and swear and collect. Only if there was an oath on the defending party, like here the employer is the defender, he's saying, wait, I don't owe you money. But biblically, there is a obligation for him to swear, as we're going to see, let's say, by Maida B'miktzis, then when there's an oath incumbent upon that nitva, which in this case is an employer, then the chamur mesaken, that we flip it around and we give it to the plaintiff, who is the hired worker, regarding all these cases. One is the sacher, the nigzel, the nechbal, Rabbi Yehuda holds that he can't just take an oath. If the defending party has an oath, then we switch it to the plaintiff. As the Mishnah explains, ketzad, what would be the case according to Rabbi Yehuda? Amalai ten li schari chamishim dinner sheyesh lebiatzchev. The hired worker says, look, there's 50 dinner that you owe me for the job that I do, and you still owe it to me. V'oimer hiskabalte dinner zav. And the employer says, wait, I already paid you half. I already gave you golden dinner, which is 25 dinarim. Oh, so he's admitting to half. He's denying half and admitting half. He has a shvu ma'id b'miktis. So that's what we said, that we don't let him take the oath to exempt himself. Rather, the hired worker, he takes the oath on the remaining, and he swears, and he collects the rest that the defendant was denying. Continues the Mishnah, Nigzal Ketzad. What's the case of the stolen party? If the witnesses who testified that this lender, who we're going to consider him a goslin, a robber, went into the house of the person who owed him money to repossess his items without permission, which is like theft. Now, who I'm a kalai netalta. So the borrower says, you took my stuff. You aren't allowed to. You're a robber. You have to give it back to me. Boy, Maloy netalta. He says, no, I didn't take your stuff. So who nishba menaitel? This case is that the one who claims his stuff was stolen, he swears and collects from that guy, because there's our indicating factors, since there are witnesses who testified that this guy went in and looks like he took stuff without permission. So although he's claiming that, no, I didn't take any of your stuff, the nigzal could go ahead and swear and collect stuff that he claims that this guy who took and repossessed his stuff without permission. Now, here to rebuke them, he says, no, there has to be at least a partial admission on the part of the goslin for the nigzal to be able to then take that obligatory oath of the goslin, and then the nigzal takes that oath. Okay, it's at how so? He says, you took two of my stuff, two of my vessels. He says, no, I only took one. So he's admitting to one. So he's going to have to give one. But the second one he's denying. That's my demiktsis. So generally, the one who's obligated, he takes the oath to exempt himself. And that we said, no, here it's the nigzal. He swears and he actually collects that second keli. Nechbal ketzah. What's the case of the victim that it was injured? There are witnesses who can testify that this guy went into this guy's domain hole and he comes out all beaten up, all black and blue, all injured. And he tells to the assailant, you injured me. And he says to the victim, he says, no, I didn't injure you. This is halacha where the victim could swear and collect, in contrast to how it usually is, that the assailant swears to exempt himself. Here he swears and he collects. Here too, Rabbi Yehudah, he says, no, there has to be a partial admission, there has to be an obligatory oath, which is then flipped. He says, you injured me in two places. He says, I only injured you one. So he's admitting to half. It's regarding the second half that he denies, that the victim swears and collects that second one too. What's the case of that we said that if the defendant is suspect regarding an oath, that although he's really obligated an oath, but since he's suspect he cannot swear, then we say, okay, we allow the plaintiff to swear regarding the claim and collect. So that is, as we continue on top of Memhayim and Af, the Mishnah continues, Achas, this is whether if the defendant is suspect regarding Shvuas Eidus, where he once knew testimony for somebody, and the guy says, okay, say testimony for me, and he said, I swear I don't know, and then it turns out he was lying. Or V'achas Shvuas Bekod, and the weather was that someone once said, hey, you have a deposit that of mine that you're watching, and he denied it and he swore falsely. So we see that he's suspect for testimony, whether it be the oath of Eidus, whether it be the oath of Pekadn, and even if he suspects regarding an oath, regarding what's just called a false oath, which is just bad to heaven, but not to people, he just said that, I swear that this table that's wood is really made out of gold. So that's a Shvur Shav, which had no relevancy regarding Benodim L'Chaveiroi, even so, he still becomes suspect regarding saying an oath, and therefore, that type of a defendant cannot take an oath and exempt himself. That's when we say, okay, then we flip it to the plaintiff and he could swear and collect. So too, Hayyachim and Mesachim Bekuvi, if one of them was a gambler, Umav Beribis, or would lend money on with interest, which is forbidden, or he would have these pigeon games, which are these also types of gambling on birds, v'secher ishvius, or he would do business on with Shemitah produce, which are all prohibitory prohibitions related to monetary law, which we suspect him that he would lie on oath for money purposes. So then, in that case, again, we flip it to the plaintiff, and he could swear on his claim and actually go ahead and collect. Now, says the Mishnah, but hayushneim chashudim, what's if both are suspect? Not only is the defendant who has the obligation to swear on Maida Miksis suspect, but then, okay, so we say we usually flip it back to the plaintiff, but the plaintiff is also suspect on swearing falsely on oaths. So then, chaza shavu lemekayma divrei b'yisi. Then Rabbi Yossi says, okay, then the oath goes back to its initial place, which we'll explain what does that mean, what happens then, who swears, they both can't swear. Which Rameir, he says, Yachalukya says, no, they divided since none of them could swear, then we split it down the middle. And the Mara continues the next off, the rest of the Mishnah continuing the case of Chemin al-Pakasa, which was the last case regarding where we say that Nishbam and Neitlin, which then segues with other halachas regarding Chemini, and then other halachas which a person is Nishbam and Neitl, which in contrast, where over here it's like it's a leniency where he gets to swear and collect. There are actually cases where a person would usually be able to collect, but then we actually impose a stringency that he could only swear first and then collect.